Good morning.
It is Sunday, January 23rd, and here are cards for January 23rd and 24th, and they are, interesting, King of Swords reversed, Temperance, and the Eight of Cups, and it's time to move on. No drama. The towering angel of Temperance watches over the whole reading today and brings a very welcome, healing energy overall, a comfort even. Back for an encore is the King of Swords in the reverse today, where he or she belongs, I should think, in the past position. The King of Swords in the upright is intelligent, professional, analytical, and military in bearing and strategy. In the reverse, this could be an actual picture of negotiations not going very well, someone walking away or seeking a more fulfilling relationship elsewhere. The King of Swords in the reverse is a bully, doesn't listen, and will bend the truth however he or she needs to in order to achieve the objective, which is his, and only his, and somehow rationalizes and justifies his even racist or prejudiced or sexist point of view. The Eight of Cups is abandoning the arrogant, redundant thinking of the past. Perhaps time has mellowed you, and you're moving on from your own parents' extremist views. The King of Swords isn't the demonstrative type, and in the reverse, strict is an understatement. The King of Swords, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, in the reverse, is extreme in word, thought, action, and opinion. Having just seen this character in the upcoming position and now today seeing him in the rearview mirror with yet another card of quiet, patient confidence in the center, it almost feels like seeing a big bad wave coming, ducking and staying calm as you roll around underwater like a rag doll in a washing machine, and then the wave passes and you come up and everything's cool. Dodged a bullet. You may have even literally dodged a bullet. Temperance is staying... Stop it. Rude horse this morning. Temperance is staying in the middle. This is a card of compromise, but also of time. And according to the cards today, we're reluctantly moving on, but you can't talk to someone who won't listen. And this could very well be a doctor, lawyer, accountant, but also, of course, a husband or wife. But the Eight of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, is done. Patience has run out on the melancholy Eight of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. And we have the card of the seeker, abandoning whatever is simply not working out, which I would guess is whatever relationship we have with the King of Swords. Or simply, the impossible perfectionist, neurotic, erratic king is too hard to work for or with. This is the know-it-all. The Eight of Cups is the card of the seeker. And you yourself may have had a top-level executive position and hate it, or hated it, and having put enough time into it, are moving on for something more fulfilling. The King of Swords in the reverse is a meme for corrupt big business or the military. The seeker is disillusioned and still hasn't found what he's looking for. I had to, I'm so sorry. Temperance today gives us patience and faith in the divine. And as we all know, angels are divine, darling. The Eight of Cups is following his or her heart wherever it leads, and it leads to true fulfillment.